It's 8:45. This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome. The Pickens County Board of County Commissioners held their mid-year retreat yesterday and got a full briefing from Airport Director John Kinney. The Aspen-Pickens County Airport has just completed a three-year environmental analysis to study expansion of both the runway and the terminal. Allison Bektesh was at the meeting and is now here in the studio. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Zoe.
Okay, so catch us up. What updates are being discussed at the airport?
Okay, so we've known for years that the airport is due for an update. The Federal Aviation Administration has rules about what size planes can land on what size runways, and the type of regional jet that currently serves ASC's commercial air traffic is being phased out of production. In the future, to keep commercial flights here, not just business and private, the runway would have to be widened and lengthened. As far as the terminal, we have become the third busiest airport in Colorado, and the small terminal gets crunched. It was meant for obviously a pre-9/11, pre-TSA flying experience, and there are some safety concerns. It also sits on a slanted pitch, which creates some safety hazards as well.
And so what's the latest on plans to expand the runway and terminal?
A couple of weeks ago, the FAA did complete that environmental assessment for the two projects. This has been in process for 3 years, and it needed to be completed before any other development steps were taken and to secure some federal grants. The conclusion is that the expansion would have no significant impact on the surrounding natural and built environment, and so we're free to move forward. Though I should say there is still an open 30-day comment period where the public can weigh in on the decision.
So does that mean construction is going to start right away?
Not even close. This is Aspen. Over the next year, there will be public meetings as the actual design of the runway and terminal is developed. We know what's called the envelope, so where things can go, but not exactly what they're shaped like or what they look like. We do know that both will be bigger, and that's where public will have a lot to say. Once the runway gets bigger, so too will the airplanes. Now, we've reported on this plenty of times, but last week the papers had headlines saying 737s were coming into Aspen, and I know that has people worried.
737s, like huge transatlantic planes?
Well, not quite. The 737 isn't a kind of plane, it's a series. And even though the runway is getting bigger, there are still limits. Planes would need to have a wingspan less than 118 feet to land on the new runway. And just because they're allowed to land doesn't mean they can. Pilots need special credentials just to land at Sardi Field. It's one of the most complicated in the country. The question of qualified staff remains, and though the airport has reached out to see what type of planes will be introduced into the fleet of the airlines that use the airport now, we're still a couple weeks out from seeing the results of that air service study, which will give us a clearer picture of what type of service airlines are banking on for the future.
What are the implications of that air service study?
We want to know what type of planes and the frequency of service the airlines are planning. ASC has seen a monopoly in the past, which drives up prices. So ideally, the providers we have now, which are United, American, and Delta, they all stay in the mix. Maybe we get more added, and that drives the price down, especially for those Aspen to Denver flights. Of course, those who live near the airport are worried about noise from bigger planes. But bigger planes also means more passengers and theoretically less flights per day, thus less noise. Modern-day jets are also quieter and more fuel-efficient. Speaking of fuel, there was a lot of talk yesterday at the BOCC retreat about how visitors get to Aspen. If the airport isn't a viable option, then they're coming in cars from Vail, Grand Junction, or Denver. So that's not environmentally friendly either, and no help to Aspen's push for fewer single-occupancy vehicles coming into town. The airport also has some noise requirements that are no longer standard, but they have been grandfathered in. So as long as those hold and we don't change them, those same requirements will still apply.
So when is the public going to start noticing a difference over at the airport?
The runway work will likely begin before the terminal, so that could start in 2020, again, after a year of design review, which the public is encouraged to be a part of. There could be 2 years for runway construction, with some complete closures of the airport during that time. So runway done in 2022, groundbreaking on new terminal 2023, and wrapping up by 2025.
So it's a project that's years away from completion.
Correct. The one thing, though, that will likely happen as soon as possible is pricing changes at the airport's long-term parking lot. So since the county started charging for parking at the Buttermilk lot, the airport is actually the cheapest place to park this side of the intercept lot. Backpackers heading up to Maroon Bells will park there. So it's just a $6 a day for them. They'll go on a 4-day hike and save money over parking at Buttermilk or Highlands, which is kind of where they're supposed to be overnight parking. So that's filling up the airport parking. Other people commuting into town are wise to this as well. It's often at capacity. People are showing up at the airport, realizing there's nowhere to park and missing their flights. So that price inversion will likely be addressed by the county sooner rather than later.
All right. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks so much, Zoe.
Host Allison Bechtesh talking about the next phase in an expanded runway and airport terminal at the Aspen-Pitkin County Airport. You can get a link to the FAA's environmental assessment online, aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.